on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
So as you would imagine, Joe Biden is on the front of pretty much every newspaper here and across the water and, of course, across the pond. I'll just bring you the headlines from the front pages. The Irish Daily Mirror, Biden drops out. Then you have the Irish Daily Mail, Biden out, Kamala in, question mark. The Irish Sun, by Biden, President quits election race and backs VP Kamala. The Irish Daily Star, yanks a lot, Joe. Taoiseach, putting an Irish perspective on this, Taoiseach Simon Harris last night thanking Joe Biden for his friendship to Ireland after the US president dramatically pulled out of the White House race. Irish Independent, Harris vows to beat Trump after Biden's shock pullout. The Irish Times has a photograph of Joe Biden looking pretty cool with his sunglasses on. Biden bows out, another seismic shift in a fractious election, writes Keith Duggan from Washington. And then the front of the Irish Examiner, Trump targets Harris as Biden quits election race. Apparently in the Trump camp, they're not happy because they really think they can beat Joe Biden. They were kind of settled on that, and now they have to find ways of criticising Kamala Harris, essentially saying more of the same, although it does get rid of the questions about age, because while all the focus was on Joe Biden's age and ability, now Donald Trump, of course, is the old man in the election race there. And just what an amazing week. On the Saturday before, you have a former US president shot, and then yesterday, 8 days later, you have a sitting president quitting an election race. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, we've heard a lot about road safety recently, and of course the record of the amount of deaths on our roads. The Examiner says that they're going to retrain problem drivers who repeatedly commit offences, or certainly they're going to look at the area of retraining problem drivers. This has been considered by Junior Transport Minister James Lawless to try and manage the road safety issue on the country's roads. They're also looking, by the way, at a graduated penalty points system where points awarded for speeding would be based on the severity of the offence. So two things there: put problem drivers on training courses, training and education, and bring in graduated penalty points where if you do 150 in 100, you'd be treated differently to if you do sort of 60 in a 50. So that's the front of the Irish Examiner, as is a picture of the Clare captain Tony Kelly hoisting the Lee McCarthy Cup after his side's win over Cork in the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship. What a day yesterday. What an honour to be able to watch that game, because it was incredible. I was glad I was impartial, glad that I didn't care who won, because I can imagine if you were from either Clare or Cork, it must have been a complete nail-biter. Some rumours online from some people in Croke Park that after full-time, because of the confusion over whether it goes straight to a replay or extra time, that apparently people had left Croke Park at full-time. And then had to be rang back and told, come back in, there's extra time. So it was just incredible to watch. What a spectacle. I watched it on the BBC and was very proud, if not emotional, as an Irish person, knowing that this was being broadcast to so many people across the water. And of course, as always happens, when you show Irish sport on the BBC, people in the UK start tweeting and going, never saw this before, but what a spectacle. So a really, really enjoyable day. And congratulations, Clare, and commiserations to Cork. Inside the Irish Times, we're looking at getting people to pay the TV licence. I think 1 in 6 don't pay the TV licence at the moment. And what they're going to do is that households would face immediate fixed charge notice penalties if they don't pay the TV licence fee. There could also be, according to the Irish Times, a degree of opt-in, which would see a person need to key in a code to access content. This is on the famous RTE player, which some people say doesn't work anyway, but you might have to put in a code to watch the RTE player. I think they do that with the TV licence and the BBC. So there is a precedent there. And then businesses with a large number of screens could also face higher charges and on post could be given access to information from the property tax register. This is all about the TV licence fee really seeming like a tax now, really feeling like a tax, and it'll be interesting to see public response to a crackdown on getting people to pay for the TV licence. Interesting one, there's a big drive, pardon the pun, to get people away from their cars and onto public transport. The Irish Independent tells us that in Germany, people are handing over their driving licence in exchange for free public transport. So they want people to get rid of their cars and take the bus instead. So 1,000 people in one town in Germany have relinquished their driving licence and instead have been given free public transport. It's called Deutschland Ticket. The ticket normally costs €49 a month, which allows people to travel on all public transport across Germany. So instead of paying the €49 a month, you get it for free for a year if you get rid of your driving licence. Interesting, innovative idea there. There certainly seems to be a lot of interest in it from the climate and transport sectors. Obviously, a lot in the papers about the Tánaiste and his call for sunbeds to be banned. We'll have more on this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. This is more from Micheál Martin in Africa, who went to Africa and then had lots to say, apparently, in Africa about various different things. Micheál Martin has revealed that sunbeds are going to be banned outright by the government. The industry is already heavily restricted, but sunbed sessions remain popular, according to the Irish Independent. Micheál Martin says they're carcinogenic and he wants them banned. There's indisputable evidence linking sunbed use to the onset of skin cancer. We were talking there about public transport in Germany. Back home in Ireland, the Mirror has gone through some of the strange things that are found on trains and in railway stations. Irish Rail says there are hundreds of personal belongings that go missing every year on the trains. And last year, they found death certificates, a roulette wheel, an oxygen cylinder, and a mini vacuum cleaner. These are the things on trains found. In Connolly Station, an engagement ring made of yellow gold and inlaid with blue sapphire and diamonds. This means nothing to me now, but you might appreciate it. That was found. It's unclear if it was reunited with its owner. And obviously, they have the classic things found on trains. Dozens of phones, wallets and bags going missing. Someone else lost a Wonder Woman purse and a necklace. In another instance, a person said their laptop bag had been stolen from a gents' toilet and contained important legal papers. You can read more about that in the Mirror. And finally, we have a new survey about Gen Z. I love the way the papers assume that we all are instantly aware of what Gen Z is and what age group they are. You're talking young people here. You're talking under 25. And most young people think older generations regularly fail to understand their slang. Research from Amazon shows a third of young people cringe when older people use words incorrectly, like cringe. The most popular Gen Z term proved to be low-key, closely followed by it's giving, then it's ick, slay, riz, the math is mathing, T, lives rent-free in my head, mid, and sus. And if you don't know what those words are all about, then you're just old, apparently. Read more about that in The Eye. Those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.